Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, Spiritual Breakfast, and this is our interview segment, Mondays with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. The date today is the 2nd of Ramadan, 1446 here in South Africa. Other areas, it is the 3rd. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what are the unique features of Ramadan?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in most parts of the world, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa, Palestine, and all the Arab countries, basically majority of Europe, America, and Asia also, that today is already the 3rd of Ramadan Mubarak. And if you know the basic of the Arabic language, you will know Hilal. Hilal refers to the new moon and crescent for the first 3 nights. And then the name will keep on changing every 3 nights. That is the magnanimous nature of the Arabic language. How rich and great it is, you must remember. Second one is this, in South Africa, it is the 2nd. So Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah, South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, some parts of India, Pakistan and New Zealand and so forth. So few countries. One good news I just read now, mashallah, South Carolina, the fires are burning there in America. They want to destroy Gaza. We cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Allah destroy America, Allah destroy Israel. What the Jutlas and Haramis, remember that. Wamakaru, wamakarallah. Allah mentions it both ways, in the past tense and present and future tense. Wamakaru, wamakarallah, wayamkuruna, wayamkurullah. If you study the Noble Quran, you will find all that there. So remember that no one can frustrate the divine decree. The punishment from Almighty Allah will continue for them, inshallah. So we need to ask ourselves, whether it's 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is, what did we obtain and achieve? And remember that. So Ramadan, what is Ramadan? We must make the ism a musamma. We must make the ism a musamma. And remember that tahriqu zunub, and that is the burning of the sins. So you must remember, each one of us should ask ourselves, are we really practicing on the meaning of Ramadan? And that is to burn the sins. How many sins have we burnt already? So that is a very pertinent question. Otherwise, Ramadan had no impact in our life. So that is the first unique feature. So today, our topic is the unique features of Ramadan. So remember that. So we all need to ask ourselves, whether it is 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, however you want to count it. So remember, did we practice on the meaning of Ramadan itself? So Ramadan means to incinerate and burn the sins. How many sins have we burned? Burn in such a manner, it doesn't come back in our life. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. As mentioned in chapter 66, verse number 8. Then number 2, we must remember that fasting during Ramadan, that is the unique feature of this ummah. Otherwise, fasting in itself, the previous nations all kept fasting. Nabi Adam alayhi salam kept fast, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam kept fast, Nabi Nuh, Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa, all of them alayhi salam, they kept fast. But siyam fi Ramadan, so fasting during the month of Ramadan, that is the unique feature of this ummah. Taraweeh Salat. We are the only people who read Taraweeh Salat. You see the Kuffar, they don't read. Kuffar, Shias, they don't read. So they will say they're Muslim, but there's no Taraweeh there. So because they hate Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. That's a different discussion and debate. Remember whether it's 8 rakats, 10 rakats, 20 rakats. We reject that totally. I met all four of them, as I mentioned yesterday in Q&A also. Whether it's Sheikh bin Baz or Sheikh Salih bin Uthaymeen or Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi or Sheikh Albani, they are great, but remember, we reject their fatwa on this issue. To say Taraweeh is 8 rakats and so forth, you can never ever change what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu did and what the Sahaba did, and the four schools agree on. Imam Shafi was born in 150. At the age of 2.5, 3, he's in Makkah. Imam Tirmidhi writes there, in Tirmidhi Sharif Jami of Imam Tirmidhi Sunan, that when I was growing up in Makkah, I saw everybody reading 20 rakat. So more than 1,000 years, you call that Tawature Amali. You call that Tawature Tabaka. So every generation to the next generation, Jilan and Jilin. So how you can say they're all wrong? I mean, it's foolishness that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith, you must remember, is mentioned there in Tirmidhi Sharif, وَلَا تَجْتَمِيُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ضَلَالَ. My ummah does not agree that on they go astray. So all these great, great imams and everybody. So, and yes, all four schools agree on 20 rakats. And then in Madinah Munawwara, Shaykh Atiyah Salim, remember the day you showed the book also on Google. So he spoke about and wrote about Ishreena Rakatan fil Masjid al-Nabawi akthar min alfi amin, for more than 1,000 years. So I mean, what a great contribution he made. So we have all the tawatur amali, tawatur ajilan, anjilan, tabaqa and so forth from one generation to another. So therefore we should know that's another unique feature. And people who undermine the importance of Taraweeh, like the Kuffar, Shias, to say they don't have hafiz at all, that's wrong. They have very good hafiz, some of them. But very few remember that. And Kamal, they can't read Taraweeh one way. Like tell them to read 20 rakats, they can't manage. You understand? Like this, you will ask them their hafiz, like that. So because that is the hatred of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And then you take the Salafis and characters who read 8 rakat, 10 rakat. Because of my travels, I interacted with so many of them. So whether in the Arab countries or Western countries. So they just read, you must remember, Muntakhab Ayat, you know, selected verses and so. So the result of it is this, that you will find that what has happened that very few of them are becoming hafiz of the Quran. Because you're showing disrespect to Quran, so Allah Ta'ala will deprive you of that name. But take South Africa. If you take per capita in the world, South Africa will be in the top 5, in the top 3. That how many hufaz we have here? Children who don't even know the meaning of the words and so forth. And brothers, sisters, mashallah, now we are importing, exporting, call it whatever you want to. We're exporting them, sending them to South America. This morning I heard one youngster is gone, you must remember, to Mauritius to perform Taraweeh there and so forth and so on. So what an honor for the parents. Myself, I performed Taraweeh in America. I performed Taraweeh in India, in Jalalabad. Stayed the last 3 days. So I performed Taraweeh in Pakistan. It's an imam I'm talking about. And when you make imamah there in Pakistan, you know, all this 8 rakats, you will make 20 rakats. Mufti Nizamuddin Shamsi, you must remember, Abu Ustad. So I did Abu Dawood by him, second part Mishkat by him, Rahimahullah. So now when Madrasa was closing, he called me, say, you, they don't make Mashura and all. You must come and perform Taraweeh in my masjid. You see? So he just asked, you'll be here, Ramadan. I said, gee, say, come perform Taraweeh in my masjid. You see? Now you know how far I had to take two, those taxis, you know, those, like you know how we have nowadays, those high-ace characters, you know how they drive also, just like that in Pakistan, high-ace, all of them. So two I had to take. I had to eat quickly after Maghrib, and then I had to go. But alhamdulillah, barakat of that, we stayed there, and then my sister wrote me a letter, and an aerogram from Makkah, and said that there's so much problems here, we don't know who to ask questions. Everybody is saying that, why you don't come for Hajj? So I performed Hajj already in 75 with my wife. I said, very good. So I sent a tar, you know, tar telegram to my father and said, at that time, no phone and all that. You want to phone, you must wait 2-3 days, book a call and all that. So then, mashallah, that you send a telegram. I said, don't send tickets there for me and my wife. That Karachi, Nairobi, Joburg, send Karachi, Jeddah, Jeddah, Nairobi, Nairobi, Joburg, like that. Said, yeah, it's fine, no problem. You see? So that we ended up making Hajj, all that. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, then we came back. So it was very good, mashallah. So you have already Siyam. You have already Qiyam that is there. These are the unique features. Then what else we have? So you must remember, we have Laylatul Qadr. That is one of the greatest gifts Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon this Ummah here. The whole Surah, chapter 97. If you just study that Surah, remember it will give you so much insight and lessons. Just take few lessons I give you. Study Surah Qadr. You're not Hafiz. You should take the Quran on the side in your leisure time and read and work it out. Surah Qadr. How many words are there in Surah Qadr? How many words? 30. Why? To show you the Quran Sharif got 30 parts. How many letters are there in Surah Qadr? 114. Why 114? To show you that there are 114 surahs and chapters in the Noble Quran. Then, if you look at the words, Laylatul Qadri, how many words there are there? 9. So, how many times is it mentioned in the Quran? Thrice. 9 times 3? 27. Allah is giving you the answer already. So, that 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. And if you count the words, then you come to Hiya. Salamun Hiya. So, what happens? Hatta Matla'i Al-Fajr. So, that will be 28, 29, 30. Hiya is 27. So that is the qarina, that is the alamat, that is the sign. So all that you call lata'ifu tafsir, the jewels of the Quran. But the ummah today, the ummah, ulama themselves are not interested, majority of them. They'll say that we studied in this Darulum and this Jamia and this Madrasa and we came with a big certificate. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. A basic thing like this, you ask of Surah Qadr, 50%, 60%, we don't know these things here. So you see, we neglect all these things here. We should learn all this here. That everywhere in the Quran, there are messages for us. So but Allah Ta'ala gives it to people who want to learn more and more and practice also wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. So in that way there, the hadith in Tirmidhi will always be effective. Wala yashba'u minhu al-ulama. You see, the ulama, they will never be satisfied. I know my brother and them, rahimahullah, they always ask, how many Qurans you got? Understood? So you say, now for them, this Quran and this Quran is all same as far as the tafsir go. But they don't understand this Quran, they are discussing the sabab in nuzul, the reason why it was revealed. That tafsir is speaking more about what? The ahkam, the rules and regulations. That one day is discussing the grammar. That one day is discussing the balagha. If you just look at all the tafsir commentary Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni wrote, you will find what jewels he writes, you know, and these type of things there. Yeah. So you will see that how you call tafannun, that you take different aspects of the Quran, and then you write. Now he was, mashallah, expert, that was his field, the mufassir of Quran, you must remember that. So, you know, like the Khattatul Quran, Sheikh Usman Taha, he says that one day he told Sheikh Huzaifi, he say, I'm writing the Quran with this pen, but the pen is not writing. So what's wrong? I wonder, you see. So then Sheikh Huzaifi told him, go make dua, you see. So then he said, no, and I remembered. He said that when I was writing now, I never had wudu. So karamatan lihadal imam, lihadal qattat, khattat. Allah Ta'ala did not let that pen also write, you see. Every page he wrote of the Quran, 10 times he wrote. Some people say even 12. But 10 I know is confirmed. He wrote the Quran Sharif cover to cover, wrote with his own hand, biyadihi ya sharifa. no computer and typing and all the business with his own hand. I asked him. So you must remember one Quran to write 3 years. So 30 years plus he spent in writing the Quran and every ayat, every page in the state of wudu. Me and you, we read Quran and the wudu, we say, chalo, just read, finish, take care. Allah is ghafoorul rahim. So we look for every hila, every loophole and shortcut. Yeah, some imam says permissible. You see, like that, we'll make some goal. You know, molanas, ulama, we know all the shortcuts and so forth and so on. Like that we are. So remember that Allah Ta'ala takes so much work from them. Something that you must remember beyond our ability, capability and all that. We all in South Africa get together. Who can write the Quran like that? Nobody can write the Quran like that. So Allah Ta'ala chose him, the best khattat, the best calligrapher in the world. Remember that. Sheikh Osman Hussein Taha, that's his full name. Hafiz, I know, 90 years old now, you see. I wonder if he allows visitors also, because somebody's very like, you know, moody. He'll change you out also if he wants to. He'll go, I don't have time. So he's like that. So, you know. So anyway, so that's another also unique feature, Taraweeh, and millions of people reading the Quran Sharif and so forth. And then when we come to the last 10 days, the second half of Ramadan, then we can't be just worried about ourselves and so forth. We must worry about our poor Muslim brothers, sisters. So what will happen to them on Eid day? See the hadith, beautiful. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri. You call it zakat al-fitr or sadaqat al-fitr. First reason. Whether it is zakat, whether it is zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr, is we paying it, why? For ourselves. That helping people, all that is secondary benefit. The primary benefit is we're helping ourselves. Tuhuratal lisa'imi min al-laghwi wa rafath, a means of purification for ourselves. What we saw wrong, what we touched wrong, what we did wrong, all that. So that will compensate for the deficiency. Then, وَتُؤْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ it will help the poor brethren, Muslim. They can prepare for Eid, nice clothes, nice food, all that. Zakat, same thing. When we pay zakat, then the love for Allah increases. The love for wealth decreases. Because we are giving it, Chapter 30, Surah Rum, verse 39, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُضْعِفُونَ when you pay your zakat solely, only, exclusively, for the love and pleasure of Allah, then you will find you, the person who paid it, Allah will multiply it many, many fold. You will receive the reward in this world. Fi dunya wal akhirah. So always remember, people have big conferences, seminars and this, and they say the benefits of zakat, we are empowering the poor, and all nonsense talk, you must remember that. That, and they say that is a primary benefit. They don't understand that sometimes big people make mistakes. So you know, one day I was in a conference, I told them, all this you have spoke is not right. The primary objective you must remember of zakat is what? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ that human being, we are madly in love with wealth. And zakat is that for means of purification. So how are you going to purify yourself? Give it to the poor and for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. So love of Allah will be enhanced and increased, and the love for wealth will decrease. That is the primary objective, you see. So people don't even understand the maqasid and having big conference and all that. So we must remember these things here. So zakat means numu. So you pay, you see, and Allah will give you more and more. It's our yaqeen, Quran says that, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ Allah Ta'ala will erase and obliterate the riba and interest, and Allah Ta'ala will increase the charity. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he said is the truth, but some places to re-emphasize, he said, Wallahi, I'm taking an oath, مَا نَقَسَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ the wealth will never decrease when you spend it and give it out in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So it shows that we should be giving charity throughout the year, voluntary, but zakat, which is compulsory, that we pay during Ramadan and so forth and so on. Then it is unique feature, Shahrul Quran, it is a month of Quran, meaning that we should try individually, minimum, that we complete the Quran Sharif at least once in Ramadan. This sentence I heard first time by Mawlana Ismail Abdul Razak. You met Mawlana Ismail Abdul Razak? Huh?
No.
So Mawlana Ismail Abdul Razak, he was a colorful character, you know. He's from Ladysmith. He studied in the Dioban. He came out first in Dioban, you know. Yeah. Then he told me himself, you see, colorful, you know. In the office there, he saw some papers there, that from Azhar and that, but he didn't show the students. He took one, two copies, whatever, he filled it in. And then the letter came, they accepted him. He left then, he finished, and then he says, but then he shouldn't, you know. He came back in 56, Shepate, you understand, with some of the Bahri Jars. He and Mawlana Abdullah Mullah. Mawlana Abdullah Mullah is still alive in Ladysmith. I told him once, twice that, once in Bethal, he was there, I was meeting special. I said, I only came today to meet you because of your nisbat. You was a Madani student. And then once we had a program, so I told him I must have breakfast or some meal there by Mawlana Abdullah, you see, Mullah, because as a Madani student. I just want to speak to him. He must tell me of Shaykhul Islam as a Madani. So he told me, he said in 56 we came back together in the ship. And 57 as a Madani passed away, you see. So he's one living student of Hazrat Madani. He's there in Ladysmith. If you ask Mawlana Salim Karim, he'll tell you more. So anyway, you must remember, so he landed up there in Egypt, you see. So now he used to come to Darul Uloom, to Castle. He had a lot of respect for Mawlana Sema. Mawlana Sema is his senior. So sometime he come there, he just come in the classroom. But nobody invited him, he just come. He say, come, I teach you. Then he'll start. He'll ask the students, what's the balagha here? What's the history of this word? Students all mixed up, you understand? And even if you give Jummah lecture, like sometime I'm giving lecture, he come. So I know he loves to talk, you see. So I'll say, no, our Mawlana is here, Hazrat, he'll give a lecture. So one, we came to Newcastle, he gave a nice talk. He used to give some funny stories also. So you know what people normally wouldn't know. So he said that fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. There I learned the sentence from him. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty. So that is 100% is correct. That, you see. So we must remember these kind of things. Yeah. Now look at our children, our people, youngsters. I'm reading Fajr Salat down there in Muhajirin Ansar. Just go read Fajr Salat there. Listen to Mawlana Munshi reading. And they got a big pamphlet, the poster. He's reading all 20 rakats. If I wasn't reading Tarawih on my own, I should have gone there. You see? Wonderful reciter. Beautifully recited. One of the best in our Gauteng region, you know. So very, very good, mashallah. So like that, it is a miracle. And one of the unique features, etikaf. You can sit the whole month, is nafil. Oh, you said for the last 10 days, so it is highly interesting. This mass etikaf is another issue. Shouldn't be encouraged or shouldn't it? Shouldn't be encouraged. People just go there today with free boarding, lodging, all these things, free the laundry also, and so. And things they're supposed to do, I don't say all, but many of them, they neglect it. They neglect the duties of the wife, neglect the children. Neglect they don't pay their debts properly, you understand? Because certified itikaf, the doctor is certified itikaf. Now where the patients must go? Our Mawsema was very upset with this. Mawas Desai also, you see. But it's got its good points also. But remember that if people fulfill all the rights and sit, there is no objection. But you will see some people are sitting 150, 200, 300, sometimes 1,000 people sitting. And if you go India, Pakistan, and then the Peer Sahib, Sheikh Sahib is there. But from where he comes, then Murid, then nobody is sitting. Now you justify that. You leave all that. You see our Sufi Masjid. I'm here now. About 10 years ago, nobody sat there. Chuta was alive. I asked him why nobody is sitting. Just point that way. He said that they go to Khanka. Now, you leave your masjid and go sit in the khanka. How do you justify that? You see? So that is jahalat, actually. That's why Quran, it taught us, you must have tafaqquh in deen. People don't do their duty at work, but they're sitting in itikaf. So what is that though? So you must remember, it's like reading nafil salat and you don't know the first salat. So it's jahalat, ignorance. So the peer sahab, the sheikh, he must be the one to teach them that you go home, you go look after your wife, you do this, you do that, you do, go pay your debts, go do that. But peer sahab today and sheikh sahab today, majority of them, they have a competition who got more murids, who got more mutakifin. So that is a big problem today. So you see, so a lot of issues, we must remember that. But anyway, all said and done, so we must make qadr of Ramadan and make qadr of Laylatul Qadr and every moment of Ramadan. I end up with the story, 1977. From Karachi, I went to Jalalabad, whole month, you see. Now I'm the odd guy out, my topi also upside down, it's not that five pillars. It don't suit me, like, you know, it doesn't sit nicely on my head. So I like this kind of topi, which I wear the white ones. So anyone, then that short kurta, I like my long kurta. So Hazaji gave me name that Lamba Kurta Wala, you see, because I'm the odd man out. So everybody knew this guy is upside down. Then one day we were two, three others, we went to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, I got up, Ijazat, DJ, we are going to go Hazrat Sheikh in Saharanpur. So he said, yeah, you can go, but make sure by this time you are back. We got Majlis and we got Puru. I said, very good. Yeah, we went to Hazrat Sheikh, man, thousands of people there in Saharanpur. So everybody must read Quran, or you read Namaz, or you sleep. You talk, they expel you. You see? So that was the law. You talk, they expel you out. Get out from here. No etiquette, no talking allowed. Make panchatin, no. Physically, they'll take you out, yeah. If they do like that, then it's very good. So you see, so anyway, so they told us this time you must come, Sheikh, well, then you'll meet the visitors. So I remember that I went and we spoke, we said, Hazrat, we came by Hazrat-ji, from Africa, and we came to meet Hazrat. So he said, oh. So he took us khajur, he gave us, and said, give Hazrat-ji my salams, and give this khajur. Abhi, bhag jau yahan se, bhag jau. That's what he said. So now if you look at it, you know, he's like telling you, get out from here and go. But you must give it the proper meaning. Hazrat Shaykh Nawwar Allah Wal Qadr, who knows the qadr of barakat and rahmat and what and that, how many more Ramadans will we get in our life? And so his last Ramadan was in South Africa. In 82, first Shaaban, he passed away. So you must remember this kind. So they used to appreciate every minute, nay, every second of Ramadan. And me and you, we go fishing. So then 5 hours, 6 hours, say what? No, we're killing time. You see, that is the difference. So you must remember. So if people tell you, Sheikh read mass itikaf, you must say, Sheikh read inspectors, anybody talking, pick up, bedding, go, they pick up and go out. You see? So that is how you must understand it. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.